Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck, I'm John Schaefer. Their first album was released less than 5 years ago, but the Canadian group called Broken Social Scene has already been through it all, it seems. This 15-member indie band has broken up a couple of times, some members split, they've toured the world more than once, they've done a film soundtrack, they've even created their own label. Two of the original members are here with us today, Andrew Whiteman and John Crossingham. Guys, did I leave anything out?
Nope, sounds good, John.
Yeah, it'll work.
Yeah. So the band is called Broken Social Scene. Now, you know, I guess we'll do a little research for the next edition of Adam's book. Where does the name come from?
Well, the very first Broken Social Scene record was done by the two founding members, Kevin and Brendan. And so they kind of had the name maybe intact then. The first actual gig that ever happened was Justin Parra plays drums, Brendan, Kevin, myself, and Leslie Feist. And we kicked around a whole bunch of names. They weren't sure if they wanted to use Broken Social Scene because they were about to put a record, and now we're going to do a live gig where they want to confuse people. But it just stuck. That's what we used, and that somehow mirrors, reflects every single thing we do.
Well, the funny thing is how well it seems to suit what the band is, which is not like a steady lineup, but rather this kind of rotating collective. I mean, I said 15 members. I could have said virtually any number between 1 and 30, and it seems like it it might have worked.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how does that work?
Well, I mean, I think you have to just have a relaxed approach to it and not put too much of a constraint on anything. Andrew mentioned how they weren't sure if they wanted to attach the name Broken Social Scene to that live band, and they were about to put out a record, which was originally just mainly Brendan and Kevin. But when I first joined the band, which was fairly soon after the gigs that Andrew was talking about, it was a case of, all right, well, we're gonna have this record come out, and we're going to put together a band called Broken Social Scene. We're grabbing a bunch of people, and with the exception of a couple tunes, we're pretty much not going to play anything off the record. And I think even by that point, the whole idea that this was going to be a bit of an unusual concept as far as how bands normally operate was pretty firmly established, right in the roots of everything.
Well, and in virtually everything you guys have done, it's been unconventional. You just did these three nights at Webster Hall. And sorry, I've spent two of the last three nights at Carnegie Hall, so I'm not sure where I am. But, you know, at one point in your shows, you know, there's like six guitarists out on stage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You've got a string section. You've got a horn section. You have two drummers. This is a rock band that needs and has a conductor.
Kind of, yeah. We've we've just been lucky in terms of the people that are in our group, the forces that we can draw on. Everyone, for some reason, seems to be very interested in listening to other people. Do you know, when I think of the people that are within the family of musicians, and these are people from arts and crafts or outside, like there's a Canadian band, Do Make Say Think, that are directly involved, Stars and Feist and Deers and there's Metric. There's just, these people are really good musicians.
Right.
So when you're sitting in a room, you know, you're in the basement, you're working stuff out. We're really trying, a lot of the songs in the beginning did come from an instrumental perspective. So you got to keep your ears wide open, and you really don't want to step on anyone else. You want to try and make it good. So when we have six guitar players sounding like one guitar player, that's the product of touring really hard for 3 years and doing a lot of listening, you know? It's more fun that way, too.
Mm-hmm. So is part of it simply an inability to say no when someone says, hey, can I play on this?
No, we've learned to say no.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. No, I mean, all of us, both Andrew and I, are very heavily involved in our own projects, too. And there are times where, we're not involved in what goes on in Broken Social Scene. But the unique thing about it is when you're gone for a while, it's not like you hand in your badge and all that. I mean, you're always a part of the group, and you don't want to... That angle gets played up as a real utopian thing sometimes in the press, which is a little dangerous too.
Yeah, yeah.
But the bottom line is, we are a group of musicians who are very sympathetic to each other's projects. We're interested in one another's projects, and we're really genuinely grateful for the fact that we get to play in a band like this, because let's face it, in the world of whatever rock and roll, whether it's indie or major label or whatever, bands like us just don't exist that often. You don't have these kinds of opportunities.
Yeah.
You know?
We weren't expecting any of this. Like John said, in the beginning, the first year of our existence, every show had an entirely different set list. We just never wanted to repeat ourselves. And the fact that people actually bought our first record, second record, the You Forgot It, took everyone by surprise. And so when people say, gee, how do you organize all the people? You guys are on the road. How does it work with being in the studio? How do you know? And the answer to all those questions is we don't. We don't really have, like, we attempt to organize, because if we didn't, it would really fall apart. But, you know, nothing ever happens the way it's planned to happen, especially mm-hmm. with this many people. And
especially with everybody, almost everybody in the band being in other bands.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it really is kind of a collective. Now, the new CD has, you know, gotten some pretty good reviews. It's also gotten, I mean, frankly, I've seen one or two reviews that say, you know, the second record's bad. I mean, the usual thing.
Oh, yeah.
The second record was a pretty good record. How do you follow that? You don't want to repeat yourself, Andrew, you just said. So,
we're all really proud of the new record, because it's just such an accurate reflection of where we are and were personally. I mean, the record took 2.5 years to make. We were on tours and off tours. Then other people, like I'd be working on a song and then I'd have to go on an Apostle of Hustle tour. I'd come back a few months later. Then that song was forgotten about, and then be back. We'd go on Broken Social Scene, goes on tour. I come back, and then I hear the song again. It's completely different, mm-hmm. but now, we need you to add some more stuff on it. It was just that kind of a process, you know?
So I understand that the final track on the new CD, It's All Gonna Break is the name of it, is this 10-minute-long excursion. I understand that that's like that has been substantially revised.
To give you a little bit of an insight maybe into the process of how that band worked, or how the band works, that was originally actually a song that we were playing in the earliest incarnations of the band. It was one of the first vocal songs that Kevin really started singing.
Right.
And I was playing the main drum kit on it, and Justin was playing a little side kit. And we even tried recording a version when we did the You've Forgotten People sessions, and it ended up getting scrapped, as did about 10 or 12 other songs. But that's a song that's grown and expanded and changed, and the main skeleton of it has remained pretty much intact. But I think it embodies the whole idea that some songs exist live for a while. Some Broken Social Scene songs, like a tune called Where's Your Heart or Jimmy and the Photocall, they may exist live exclusively for an eternity, aside from MP3s that are, you know, record off stage. There's no rush to commit things. It's a matter of timing. If things feel right to put them to tape, then we will. And whatever incarnation, meaning whatever the structure of the song is, whatever members are available at the time, whoever we're going to be recording with, whatever those circumstances are, that will form that version of it. But the songs are always in flux. And even once they're recorded, they're always changing.
Well, we are speaking with two of the members of Canada's Broken Social Scene, Andrew Whiteman and John Crossingham. This is the song, It's All Gonna Break, from the new album by Broken Social Scene. Gonna break. Broken Social Scene's new CD is simply called Broken Social Scene, and with us in our soundcheck studio is Andrew Whiteman, who plays guitar, a little bass. John Crossingham plays guitar and drums. Andrew, you mentioned before that, you know, you play with this other band, Apostle of Hustle.
Yeah.
What happens to Apostle of Hustle when, you know, Broken Social Scene is touring, and then what happens, I guess, Broken Social Scene with so many people, they just, when you're out with your other band, they just, you know, troop merrily along, but...
Yeah, well, what's happened so far, I mean, there's no rules, but what happened so far is that, and this is a good example of, you know, our family situation is, Apostle Hustle is essentially a trio, and one of the other members in the trio is basically riding his bike all the time. He's really into cycling, so he likes having a break. And the other one, Julian Brown, he's playing in Leslie Feist's band right now.
Who is also a member of Broken.
Who's also a member of Broken. So and Leslie's working her butt off, and you know she's always touring, so it's kind of working out right now. Julian and I are taking a break in March to record a new record, at which point I think Charles Spearin, from Social Scene and from Do Make Say Think, maybe we'll step in and tour with Leslie for that couple of weeks when Julian's not available, because Charles is now taking a break.
Now you
see, there you go, exactly.
You're making my head spin here. Yeah.
So that's how it works, though.
So yeah. There's nothing broken about this Social Scene. It's like everybody knows everybody else, and you know, you all make it work out somehow. What about, you must be heartily sick of the whole Canadian invasion thing, but you know...
Yeah. Let's not go there, maybe.
But, I mean, you know, New Pornographers is another band that takes people from different groups and puts them together, and they've done quite well for themselves. So, and then there's the whole jam band tradition. Now, you stick a 10-minute piece at the end of a record, and, you know, you've got six guitarists and 15 players and, you know, drums and stuff. People are, you know, going to wonder about that.
I don't know. I would just... You can also think of a 10-minute song. I kind of think of It's All Gonna Break, for example, as a 10-minute song, more like maybe from The Kids Are All Right. You wouldn't call The Who a jam band, but a quick one while he's away is certainly a 10 or 15-minute song with a million little parts to it, right?
Yeah, I think it's... I mean, Broken Social Scene certainly has some tendencies that allow us to stretch out as players, but... The thing that I think gets lost when you talk about the nature of the production of the record and the length of some of the songs and the sprawling membership and everything is the fact that essentially these songs are all really tightly written pop songs. They're all melodic. They've all got hooks. They've all got, well, a great majority of them have verses and choruses, and they're pop tunes. You know, I mean, we play them in a slightly unconventional manner, but... Mm-hmm. We're certainly not a jam band. It's not like we're Fish or the Grateful Dead or...
Where there's,
you know,
like long meandering solos, you know, and stuff, yeah.
If you watch us, I mean, everything's pretty intact.
Okay. The band is called Broken Social Scene, and they've just finished three nights at Webster Hall here in New York, three sold-out performances. They'll be on NBC's Late Night with Conan O'Brien tomorrow night. And the CD is on the Arts and Crafts label. It's called Broken Social Scene. Andrew Whiteman, John Crossingham, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, John.